Well, we are here today to celebrate a baptism of three young children, and I just wanted to read you something from the Bible, because this is really what God intends. He intends for families to bring their children up in an atmosphere where they understand who God is, they understand God's authority, and they understand that they need to put themselves under God's authority. And this right here, you know, I marked this in my Bible when I read it a long time ago. I've been kind of waiting to use it here, but I wrote, "This is the testimony God desires." A lot of times I hear people who say, "Well, I don't really have a testimony because I gave my heart to Christ when I was young." That is what God desires, that people recognize, acknowledge, and follow him for their lifetime. And this says in Psalm 71, starting verse 7, it says, "My life is an example to many because you have been my strength and protection. That is why I never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long." And in verse 17, it continues, "Oh God, you have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I constantly tell others about the wonderful things you do. Now that I am old and gray, do not abandon me, O God. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me." Isn't that what we want? We want to see our children find the Lord, follow the Lord, avoid all the pain of not being with where God wants them to be, and to be a living testimony of how good God is as he blesses their lives. Well, we've got three that we're going to bring down here and who have committed their lives to Christ. So Patrick, if you'll come down. And it wasn't too long ago we saw his brother baptized. And Patrick, you can kind of face them here. You know, his father came to Christ, his mother came to Christ, his brother came to Christ, and God has done wonderful things in their family. And they have lived for him. And so Patrick has been blessed to grow up in a family that is putting Christ at the center. And he has been here, and he's been around you, and he's just been surrounded with God's truth, God's love, God's grace. He's seen people who try to live for the Lord. And at Woodlands Camp, it's not like he hadn't been thinking about this before. He'd been thinking about the Lord a lot, but at Woodlands Camp, when the preacher, Big John, was speaking, he realized that this was his time, that he needed to commit his heart to Christ right now, that he did not want to be outside the kingdom of God. He wanted to be Christ's child. And Patrick, because you have recognize that Christ loves you, that he has died for your sins, and that he forgives you, and he comes into your life to live for you, or to live with you, and you want to live for him, and you've given your heart to Christ, I'm going to baptize you, okay? Well, I'll let you step right up into there. Well, since you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And we also have Celeste Lehman coming down. And Celeste also has been raised in a family that is seeking to follow Christ earnestly, seriously, and sacrificially. And so she's been surrounded by parents, and they have surrounded her with friends and church family that love the Lord. And you've been thinking about what Christ has done for you and your desire to follow him for a long time. But when you were at Woodlands Camp, you felt like God just spoke to you, and you said, this is my time. It was my time to make that decision to surrender your life to Christ. And so we're grateful for that, and because you've made Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, you recognize his great love for you and dying for your sins, and you want to love him back with all you can. Because of that, I'm going to baptize you into God's family. So, actually, she's already in God's family, but we're going to baptize her. So because of your faith in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I baptize you now, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we have one more child coming down, and Miss Laura is going to baptize her. She actually came to Christ at Camp Eastwood here. And so I'm going to let Caroline come on down. And this is Caroline Edwards, and I'm going to let Laura.
Can y'all see her? This is Caroline. We had a stool up here, but it wouldn't stay down. So anyway. Caroline trusted Christ at Camp Eastwood, and I think it's so precious that God takes children, and it's these little faith steps, and he draws children to himself, and at that moment that I gave the gospel, she trusted Christ. It was the two things that God does for us. God loved, so loved the world, that he gave his only son. And then the two things that we do, we believe in who Jesus Christ is and that we receive the gift of eternal life. And so Caroline did that day, didn't you? And she was so excited. She was just exuberant. And so God has wonderful things planned for this special child. And so thank you for praying. Thank you for giving to send kids to Camp Eastwood and to Woodlands Camp, because God does an amazing thing. Thank you for your partnership. And so this is her special day. So Caroline, you believe and you trust in Jesus, and so I'm going to baptize you. Baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Well, thank you. Let's pray. Father, we are just so grateful for these children, and we're grateful to be a part of your Holy Spirit touching their hearts and calling them. And we're grateful for your hand in their lives, and as they grow and they develop, we pray your Holy Spirit will guide them and mature them. And we pray that they will become everything that you created them to be. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.